The White House Report.
Delaware Senator Chris Coons is frustrated and very concerned about what is perceived to possibly be a long government shutdown that will affect hundreds of thousands of people. Senator Coons contends this is about a crisis of confidence, and he is very concerned about crises on other levels and in other areas. He believes this is about the president's temper tantrum more than anything else.
I'm frustrated because the president has flip-flopped and 2 days ago was preparing to have a big celebratory bill signing for a bipartisan criminal justice reform bill, which is good news, which has happened. And he agreed to accept a continuing resolution, a bill that would keep the government open for a couple weeks. And now here we are 48 hours later, dragged back to Washington because the president's changed his mind and is insisting on $5 billion more for his border wall, a wall that, if I remember correctly, the Mexicans were supposed to pay for. So I'm frustrated by that. Frankly, April, more seriously, I'm concerned. The president's very abrupt announcement of his intention to withdraw all our troops from Syria, followed by supportive tweets from Vladimir Putin and Rand Paul, suggests to me that he's headed off on a very bad direction on foreign policy, and the resignation of Secretary of Defense James Mattis confirms that sense.
So typically when things happen and when you have these kinds of stalemates, I remember various shutdowns, government shutdowns dating back to the second term of Bill Clinton. And a lot of times when Congress is at a stalemate, it's typically about the greater good of America. In good conscience, do you believe that this stalemate is about the greater good, or is it about a temper tantrum?
I think this is about the president trying to meet a campaign promise. He got $1.3 billion in appropriations for border security this current fiscal year that hasn't been fully spent yet. And I've already voted for $1.6 billion this coming year. And somehow that combination of $3 billion wasn't enough. He needed $5 billion right now, today, in order for him to vote or to agree to sign the bill that would keep our government open. This is, I'll remind you, April, literally the last day that the Republican Party will control the Senate, the House, and the White House. And the idea that, you know, the right wing and the far right wing are fighting so sharply over this issue that they can't keep the government of the United States open is deeply frustrating. The consequence, the real-world consequence, April, is at least seven different federal agencies will close, and something like 400,000 federal employees will spend the holidays without certainty that they're going to get paid. And that means tens of thousands of FBI agents, DEA agents, Customs and Border Patrol, the Secret Service that will be protecting the president while he warms up for his golf game. I mean, those folks will be standing point or on duty or keeping us safe without getting paid for it. God willing, they will all get paid once we end this shutdown. But the president was just bragging a few minutes ago at an event at the White House that he thinks it will be a very long shutdown. I don't understand how this is genuinely in the best interest of the United States. If we were having a principled fight over a basic difference in direction, that'd be one thing. But we're not. I think this is just simply the president trying to get his way on an issue he campaigned on.
So at the end of the day, just before Christmas, and you're talking about over 400 and some thousand people, this does not bode well for consumer confidence, especially at a time when the markets are back and forth. Do you believe that this is going to shake the economy?
I do. I think this sends a very bad message for consumer confidence. And frankly, April, in addition to the economic harm it does at a time when our markets were already seesawing back and forth because of concern about rate increases by the Fed, I also think it sends a bad message about democracy overall. Because, you know, as I've seen in places around the world, I've had the chance to travel as a senator on the Foreign Relations Committee, there are competing models for how to organize society. Both the Chinese and the Russians are moving around the world saying, we have a better model for how society should work.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.